speaker and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Dear Mr. Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused, and the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising.
All right, from just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, Nancy Levan is here, and we're visiting this hour with Dr. Tim Ball, his book, The Deliberate Corruption of Climate Science, and his book is available, by the way, on Amazon.com, or you can get it on Kindle. Can you get it in the bookstores too, Dr. Ball?
Not many of them, because of course that's part of the difficulty when you when you publish through a small publisher.
Yeah.
But Amazon's good and Kindle's good.
Yeah, it's definitely worth the price. It's just excellent information, and I think more people need to read it. Now, Dr. Ball, I want to get back into the overpopulation subject in just a moment, but yeah. Charlie Rose this past week had a show on where he invited up, there were actually a few panelists he had, Jeffrey Sachs from Columbia University, Michael Oppenheimer from Princeton, and of course the infamous Michael Mann from Penn State University. This is how Charlie Rose started his show. I want you to comment on some of the stuff he had to say.
Global warming and its effects made headlines this week. A new United Nations report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change outlines a global threat to health, economic prosperity, food, and water. The chairman of the panel said, "Nobody on this planet is going to be untouched by impacts of climate change. A growing scientific consensus suggests the risk of global warming are not a problem for the future. They're with us already." Joining me from Collegetown, Pennsylvania, Michael Mann. He is a professor at Penn State University. He's the author of The Hockey Stick and The Climate Wars. Here in New York, Jeffrey Sachs. He is the director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University. Also, Michael Oppenheimer, a professor at Princeton and one of the main authors of the IPCC study. I am pleased to have all of them here. I said to Jeffrey when he sat down, "It's worse than we thought." And he said, "You can be sure that's true." The piece that says ice caps are melting, Sea ice in the Arctic is collapsing. Water supplies are coming under stress. Heat waves and heavy rain are intensifying. Coral reefs are dying. Fish and other creatures are migrating towards the poles are going extinct. Oceans are rising at a pace that threatens coastal. Oceans are becoming more acidic as they absorb CO2. And organic matter frozen in soils is now melting.
Okay. He outlined a number of things from this IPCC report, Dr. Ball. How much of this is true? How much of it is fact? How much of it is fiction?
It's all fiction. None of it is true. It's all speculated. And this is how they set up the IPCC. They do the physical science.
I noticed you weren't invited to be on that panel.
I would never be invited, because the people that are appointed to the panel are chosen by the weather offices in each country. And, of course, Environment Canada are never going to appoint me to it. And this is the problem. They handpicked the people that they wanted on it. I mean, Michael Mann, for example, who literally rewrote history, his hockey stick has been shown to be a total fraud, both statistically and in terms of the data that he used. He used tree rings. Tree rings represent precipitation, not temperature. And he only used, he allowed one tree ring record to dominate. And his problem was that when they got into the 20th century, the tree ring showed the temperature going down. And so what they did was they told the computer, and this is where this famous term, hide the decline, came, they locked off the 20th century data and substituted instrumental temperature record produced by Phil Jones at the University of East Anglia, and he claimed that the temperature had gone up 0.6 degrees Celsius in 120 years, but what people didn't notice was it was 0.6 plus or minus 0.2. In other words, the error on that number was plus or minus 33%. And yet that became the blade of the hockey stick. I mean, the whole thing, every part of it. Oh, and by the way, Jones, when pushed through Freedom of Information Act, well, where's the original data that you created this blade of the hockey stick? Oh, I've lost it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I've lost it. So every single thing that Charlie Rose, and by the way, notice he's got all three that are pro the warming, no balance at all, absolutely none.
Getting at when I was, you know, you mistook me for saying that you weren't invited to the IPCC.
Oh, sorry.
But I was it's Charlie Rose's panel. You weren't even on there. It was a total biased thing, just like you said.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back to the issue of the computer models, because.
Right.
These emails that were revealed, that were hacked at the University of East Anglia, they revealed a conspiracy. And I do use that word conspiracy to rig the science in favor of anthropogenic greenhouse warming. Now, this, in the emails, didn't they say that we have to get rid of the medieval warm period, for instance?
Yeah, well, of course, Michael Mann, by the way, in those emails, talks about the cause. If that's never defined, but of course, when you start using that terminology when you're doing science, you know what's going on. But yeah, that actual reference was we've got to get rid of the medieval warm period. Now, the medieval warm period was a period around 1000 AD when the world was much warmer than it is today. And, of course, they were saying, oh, no, today it's warmer than it's ever been. And people like me and Richard Lindzen and a few others were saying, no, it was warmer. For example, the Vikings were sailing in Arctic waters that are now permanent pack ice. And so David Deming, who was a professor who got an article published in the journal Science, and the article was one of the people at East Anglia by the name of Jonathan Overpeck assumed that Deming was supporting their position. So he sent him an email, and Deming describes him. And this, by the way, is in testimony he gave to the U.S. Senate. So it's not hearsay. It's not just his, out there. It was before the Senate, so it was under oath. And he said, I got an email from that group that believed that we need to use climate for a political and social agenda. And in the email it said, we have to get rid of the medieval warm period.
Yeah.
Well, of course, that's what Michael Mann did with his hockey stick. He got rid of the medieval warm period. And, of course, that hockey stick then became central to the 2001 IPCC report that convinced politicians, oh, yeah, this is real. And
yeah.
and but it was completely false. Steve McIntyre.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but just to clarify, I don't want to assume that our listeners know what we're talking about when we refer to the hockey stick. What we're talking about is a graph here that was produced with computer models, and this graph shows basically a flat line, roughly for how long? You know, what's the time?
600 years.
Okay, and then the final spike recently. Starting at what's the timetable for this?
It's starting in 1900.
Okay.
So
in
the 20th century, it shows this, that the blade of the hockey stick is the 20th century.
So basically, the Industrial Revolution and increasing with humankind's activities.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, what McIntyre showed was that the computer model that man had created, that you could throw random numbers into it, it would produce a hockey stick. Mm. In other words, it produced a hockey stick no matter what numbers you put into it.
Yeah, so no matter if you have garbage in or data in, you still get garbage out.
Yeah, by the way, I love that, because people know that term, G-I-G-O, garbage in, garbage out. Somebody recently said in climate science, it's gospel in, gospel out.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick time out. We'll be back in a moment. And later on in the hour, folks, we'll open up the phone lines, too, for your calls. So stay with us. Dr. Tim Ball is here for the rest of the hour. Garden American continues after the hop.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances. Yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
We're back. This is Government America visiting with climatologist Dr. Tim Ball. His book is The Deliberate Corruption of Climate Science. You can get it at drtimball.com if you go there, and you can also read all of his articles, publications there, as he writes regularly on his website, drtimball.com. Dr. Ball, you know, talking about these emails that were hacked and released subsequently, the University of East Anglia showing the collusion between these so-called climate scientists to rig the data, to rig the argument and everything about that.
Right.
I I find myself wondering why somebody isn't in prison, because you look at some of the stuff. I mean, there are information. In fact, you have the emails, many of which are in your book, that talk about how they plotted to obscure or somehow divert attention away. There's deliberate efforts to thwart the Freedom of Information Act requests that come in for specific data. I mean, how is it that a lot of the stuff that they're involved in wasn't some sort of crime? I find myself thinking that somebody should be in prison or at the very least investigated. What do you think?
Well, of course, when governments are behind it all, whether they understood it or not, because you see, when Strong set it up through the bureaucracies, and Mary McCarthy made the comment, bureaucracy, the rule of no one, the modern form of despotism, and you see how Obama's using the EPA as a bureaucracy to achieve, bypass the legislation. So the politicians are not going to admit that they were duped or that they knew what was going on. So they're the ones that can push. And of course you see this with the way that, the Attorney General in the U.S. holders working and so on. But when you look at what Michael Mann did, for example, they actually got an editor fired because he dared to publish an article they didn't like. The power of these people and how they wielded it is all exposed in those emails. And at what point is there criminality? By the way, there may be something starting on this basis, because we've been trying to get the information from Michael Mann, and he's refused to disclose it. And he turned it over to the university, and the university claimed that they were not subject to freedom of information as a private university. But 17 media outlets, including many from the left, AP and so on, have filed an amicus brief against Michael Mann, demanding that he disclose his information. Now, they're not doing it because of the corruption of the science. They're doing it because they think that what he's doing is setting a very dangerous precedence for the practice of journalism into the future, that people could just say, no, that's my intellectual property, or no, you're not having it, and that's the end of it. So there are some legal actions moving forward.
Well, I remember back when there was the first set of emails were leaked out.
Yeah.
I obviously didn't have time to go through them all, and some of the science I wouldn't have understood anyway. But I know that there were people like some of whom were writing for the UK Guardian, which is a notoriously green publication, and this guy was saying, "Oh man, this is really damning. This is really horrible." You know, so it really shook in many respects those diehard almost adherence to this religion of global warming to their foundation. My question why hasn't it really made more of an impact on the everyday conversation?
Well, there's two things. The guy you're talking about at The Guardian, by the way, is George Monbiot, M-O-N-B-I-O-T. And, yeah, he did come out, but he's gone back to the same position. He just, brushed it aside. Oh, nothing important here. But he was initially shocked by it. And then there was a guy at the New York Times, can't think of his name, Seth Bornstein was one of them, but there was a reporter at the New York Times, and both of these guys had, all three of them, had been sending emails to these scientists at East Anglia saying, look, I'm writing an article on this, what do I say? In other words, their journalistic integrity was completely compromised. The guy at the New York Times resigned. But he's now publishing on a blog site and still pushing the same rubbish from the IPCC. But the person who leaked the emails, and there was 1,000 leaked initially, knew what he was doing because most of those emails weren't much about the science, because whoever did it knew that, like you, people wouldn't understand. Most of them were about impropriety and actions that everybody would say, no, that's wrong. And of course, that's why it got so much attention. The following year, when they tried to recreate the Copenhagen and what they were doing in Durban, South Africa, another 6,000 emails were leaked, and they gave much more detail about how they corrupted the science. But, of course, by that time, the newsworthiness of the story had gone on by.
Yeah.
So it is very, very interesting when you look at what they were doing.
There's so many...
Yeah, sorry, Jack, just one last point. This is why they made such a big deal about peer-reviewed. Because they said, oh, well, you know, we're peer-reviewed. The other people that are criticizing us haven't got peer-reviewed. But they were controlling that. They decided whose authors' names were going to be on each article, and they were peer-reviewing each other's papers.
Yeah. Well, that's what I wanted to go to next, is the incestuous relationship between the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and the so-called scientific journals. Expand on that a little bit more, because I think this is an important topic. That's one of the things that was revealed in these emails as well, right?
Yeah, well, there were two journals that really grabbed the headline. One was Nature and the other was Science. Nature was the worst, and the editor of that was, of course, you can tell from the emails, is completely in bed with what these guys were doing. And of course, that they bypassed deadlines, and they got all sorts of things done. But the important point is that they were not only members of the Climatic Research Unit at East Anglia working with the UK Met Office, but they were also key members of the IPCC. And so it's through that unholy alliance that they were able to control the publications and what went on. Now, the editor they got fired was a guy by the name of James Sayer, S-A-I-E-R, at the Geophysical Research Letters. And in the emails, they talk about, you know, how they're going to get rid of him, and he did get fired. And then a guy by the name of Bob Carter out of Australia published an article in another journal, and then they said, well, you know, he's controlling the editor, and we've got to get rid of the editorial board of that journal. But in fact, what they were accusing Carter of doing was precisely what they were doing. So it's just an absolute mess of corruption and control of science and the scientific method.
Well, there was very blatant admissions also of cherry-picking certain data to further their bogus arguments as well. So, I mean, it's very plain to see what they were doing here.
Yeah. Well, that comment about cherry-picking was made by an American researcher by the name of Roseanne Darigo. And I'd known about Roseanne 30 years ago when she used to come up to Canada with her mentor and give papers at climate conferences. But she was asked in the Wegman committee that investigated the hockey stick. It was set up by Congressman Barton to investigate, well, who's right, Michael Mann or McIntyre? And the Wegman committee investigated it, and when she was asked by them, well, you know, you were selecting data, and her comment was, well, if you're going to make cherry pie, you have to pick cherries, okay? Which is, it's a frightening comment.
Well, something that stupid.
Well, that's the whole point. But you see, when you say something that stupid, you either don't understand, or you're very, very aware that you can get away with it.
Yeah, apparently. All right, well, I'll tell you what, we got the bottom of the hour break. And, folks, I'll tell you what, we'll open up the phone lines on the other side of the break. Stick to the subject, please, and keep your comments very brief, because time is very limited. As you can tell, there's a lot to talk about here. Stay with us with Dr. Tim Baugh on the other side of the break.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7800. Before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Got on board westbound 747. I don't think what to do. Oh, the talk of opportunities, TV, breaks, and movies rang true. Oh, it sure rang true. Seems it never rains in Southern California. Seems I've often heard that kind of talk before. It never rains in California. A girl don't pay for you. It pours. Man, it pours.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, visiting with Dr. Tim Ball. He's a climatologist, a former professor. And his book is The Deliberate Corruption of Climate Science. You can get it once again, drtimball.com. That's drtimball.com. And your phone calls are welcome. Once again, I ask you to keep your comments as brief as possible and get right to the point. And please keep the subject matter on to what we're talking about here. Climatology and things like that. And, you know, we can talk about the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change as we have. 800-313-9443 is the number. That's 800-313-9443. Dr. Ball, did you have anything to say before we go to the phones?
No, I like the questions because I want to be able to show that I know my stuff, and also that it's issues that are of concern to the public, and that's what we need to address.
All right, let's go right to the phones then, and let's take Barry in California. Barry.
Good morning, Darren, and everybody, and Dr. Ball. I'm so glad you're still in the game. We need people more like you. Real quick, why they're continuing to talk about the hockey stick and the climate change and all that, do you think they're doing it to keep people away from looking at the chemtrails and the terraforming of our planet? How long do you think this is going to go on? I mean, I know you're doing all you can do, but, I mean, what else can we do?
Well, that's a very good question, Barry, and of course, you know, we're talking about the inability to predict, and I agree with that. You know, if you look, I like to point out to people that it's coming September 6th. We're going to celebrate the 75th anniversary of declaring war on Hitler, who at that time would have predicted what was going to happen in the next 75 years. Of course, and also in the year 2000, they asked 200 famous Americans from all walks of life to make predictions about what would happen by the year 2050. I think only one of them is going to be correct, and that's because he based it on data. And that was Dennis Miller, the comedian, and of course they have a very jaundiced view of life, correctly so. But Dennis Miller said that in the year 2050 there would be a lot of 70-year-old women with a lot of tattoos on their bodies. But in terms of how long this will go on, I think it's at an end, and I'll tell you why, Barry. This is all part of environmentalism as a new paradigm, a paradigm shift. It's like feminism was another paradigm shift. Environmentalism is necessary. It's foolish to soil our own nests. But what happens with a new paradigm is that there's a few people that grab it very early. That because they see either financial opportunity or political opportunity. And that's what happened with environmentalism. So these people, like the people at the IPCC and Maurice Strong, saw the opportunity in environmentalism. They took the moral high ground. And it's an outrage. We're all environmentalists. We all care about the environment to a greater or lesser extent. But they sit there saying, we care and you don't. And then you see them on television with the title environmentalist underneath them, and you say, well, where do you get that qualification? But what happens with this is that as the public start to realize, hey, yeah, environmentalism is a good idea, they start to make decisions about what's good and what's bad. Now, I've always worried about what was the role of extremists in society, and this is a very important point. They have a role. Their role is to define the limits of a new paradigm for the majority. So the with feminism, for example, the majority of women were saying, hey, yes, good ideas, so we need some change, but how far do we go? And then the extremists started doing some things, and the women are looking at it and say, no, now we're losing more than we're gaining. That is starting to happen now with environmentalism. People are starting to get past the point of being what I call eco-bullied, where they're willing to start asking questions, and of course, then the extremists have to become more extreme or simply admit that they were wrong. They very rarely admit they're wrong. And so they become more extreme. But in doing that, and Darren referred to this earlier when he said, you know, they're saying the cold is due to warming. Well, that's so illogical that even people that don't understand the science start to say, oh, hang on a minute. That's the point that we're at now. The concern, Barry, is we don't want people to start to say, well, we don't believe anything you tell us. The credibility of science is under question. The credibility of environmentalism is under question. And people will start to say, hey, you lied to us before. Why should we believe anything you tell us? And that's the critical point now, is to remain calm and recognize what's happened and then deal with it appropriately. And I think that's the point that we're coming close to. And programs like this hopefully will accelerate that.
You were talking earlier about the emails and the conspiracy behind it. You know, one thing that I like to hammer on this broadcast, Dr. Ball, because this really goes in line with your assertion that literally the credibility of science is in doubt, and that is the fact, the subject of the grants. You know, this is something that really, to me, is a huge problem, because it really calls into question every study, no matter, you know, not just climate, but everything else, food studies, you name it, everything that has to do with science. You know, when the grant money starts changing hands, then that creates a huge boondoggle.
Right, and people can go to Joanne Nova's, her site in Australia, where she identified the amounts of money going from government into funding climate research. And I mentioned in Canada here, where they spent $6.8 billion in 5 years. Now, that doesn't sound much from an American point of view, but it was so much that it forced Environment Canada to close down weather stations, stop providing services in order to fund that climate research. But they only funded people that were supporting the position of the IPCC. So anybody that dared to question, which of course is good, healthy science, didn't get funded. But the important point, Darren, was in the 80s, and I watched this happen, the funding to universities was starting to be cut. Universities found they couldn't push the fees up much higher, and of course that's what triggered all of the, you know, student loan and all the other problems that are there. But the universities realized, actually with some legitimacy, that they could say, well, look, if you're getting research funds to research and you're using university facilities, then you should pay for that. Mm-hmm. You know, we're providing heat and light and space and all the rest of it. And so very quickly the universities realized they could carve 35% off the top of any research money that a faculty member got. And of course then what happened was that the faculty members started adding that 35% into the money they were demanding from government. And it switched from, your value as a faculty member became not so much publish or perish, you know, in terms of the credibility of your work and so on, that it became, publish or bring in funding or perish. And so that dramatically changed it. When you look at this, the kind of money that Michael Mann was bringing into Penn State, for example, you know, we're talking millions.
You have psychopaths like John Holdren, who is Obama's science czar. You know, there's a lot of control from the top down, right? Because this guy's an absolute lunatic.
Well, people can Google Holdren and his work with overpopulation, because what is not known by very many people is that we talked about overpopulation. The trigger of that through the Club of Rome was a book called The Population Bomb, written by a Stanford faculty member by the name of Paul Ehrlich. And Ehrlich published another book, co-authored with John Holdren, called Ecoscience. So Holdren has been a great pusher. But when you look at what he was promoting at that time, that effectively was eugenics, and he actually argued in that book, Ecoscience, that the Constitution allows for forced abortions. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really frightening stuff. Now, he was questioned about this in his hearing before the Senate, but basically he just said, no, I'm not, I don't believe in that anymore, and it whitewashed through.
Yeah, he distanced himself from his past claims.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got to take a quick time out. Barry, thank you so much for your call, sir.
Yeah.
We'll continue with your calls on the other side of the break with Dr. Tim Ball. The book is The Deliberate Corruption of Climate Science. We'll be back here in a moment on Govern America.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we're in the home stretch of the broadcast already. Unbelievably how fast the time goes. Visiting with Dr. Tim Baugh. The book is The Deliberate Corruption of Climate Science. You can get it on his website, drtimbaugh.com. It's available on Kindle and also on Amazon.com. Let's go back to the phones. The number, by the way, is 800-313-9443. If you're quick, you can squeeze it in. You know, maybe one or two more calls after, you know, following the ones we have online. 800-313-9443. I ask folks to be as brief as possible, get right to the point. Let's go back to Art, who is off the grid. Art, go right ahead, sir.
Oh, Darren, Nancy, and Dr. Ball, thank you so much. I've been following your work for several years now, and I must say I'm more and more impressed as time goes by. I just wish we had time I could share with you my personal experience of using your research. But in the essence of time, we'll skip that. Something I wanted to put to you and get you to try to maybe explain to the people a little bit better. I've been trying to get people to understand this, and sometimes it's like almost impossible. John Moore does a broadcast, here on RBN, and he talks about the second most important event in human history is the death of the Gulf Stream. And I'm thoroughly convinced that the BP disaster several years ago was, in essence, the effective killing of that Gulf Stream. And we know that the Gulf Stream directly affects jet stream. And then when we couple, and I'm convinced that this toxic sludge has made its way around the tip of Florida and now working up the East Coast. And, of course, we have Fukushima, and I'm convinced that all of that garbage is seeping into the ocean and it's spreading eastward.
And I stick the point here. So the question
is, we know 80% of the Earth's oxygen is produced as a direct result of what takes place in the ocean itself. There's 80% of our oxygen comes from there. Can you explain to the people, if we don't get this issue under control, what's going to happen to this planet?
Yeah, well, of course, your comment about the oxygen coming from the oceans, people have you believe that it's the rainforest. In fact, the rainforest produce less than 5% of the world's oxygen. And I have always said if the world depends on the rainforest, then the world's got emphysema. But the major source in the Atlantic, for example, is the Sargasso Sea. It's one of the largest areas of biomass that is vegetative material in the world. And it's a huge source of oxygen. But, Art, I'm in a difficult position here because you said, you know, you followed me and so on, but I have to contradict you a bit here because you said the Gulf Stream causes the jet stream. In fact, it's exactly the other way around. The ocean currents are created by the wind patterns, and in each ocean, there's what's called a gyre or a gyre, G-Y-E-R-E. In the tropics, the winds blow from east to west. So in the Atlantic, you've got winds coming from Africa into the Gulf, and of course that's what brings in your hurricanes into Florida and so on. Then it turns north, and it's called the Gulf Stream, but once it gets off the coast of New England, it's picked up by the westerlies, which is the actual jet stream flow, and that's the strongest wind pattern around the world. And from New England across to Europe, it's properly called the North Atlantic Drift. And now there was a claim that a deflection of that Gulf Stream was occurring and weakening, and it was called the thermohaline decline. It was triggered by work done at the end of the Ice Age, the melting of the ice on North America, and the great release of fresh water through Hudson Straits into the North Atlantic that deflected the Gulf Stream and triggered all sorts of problems. None of that turned out to be true. I know the guy that did that original research, Jim Teller. He's passed away now, and he said it was completely misinterpreted. But now, more to the point, your point about Fukushima, for example, yeah, that's a point source disaster, and those are the sorts of things that we need to focus on. But what I want you to think about with Fukushima is it was one of the oldest nuclear plants in the world, built on a fault line, a geologically unstable area, just like the one in California at the Devil's Point or wherever it is, Devil's Canyon, and it was also in an area that was vulnerable to tsunamis. And yet, despite all of that, I am not aware of one single death of leaks of from that plant. And you've got to know that every media in the world would be looking for some death connection that they could make with that. Now, that's not to downplay the problems if nuclear energy does leak, but when you hype these things and you create all kinds of scare with them, it's what they're doing with the climate issue. It's crying wolf. It's that classic Aesop's fable thing. And so that's the story with the Gulf Stream, and that's the situation with ocean currents around the world. For example, the one in the Pacific, the El Niño-La Niña. We've known about that for thousands of years. The Inca planted their potatoes on the basis of the El Niño-La Niña pattern, and Francis Drake knew about it and reported on it in 1579 when he first entered the Pacific and so on. So when you put these things in context, you realize how they're being used and misunderstood.
Well, you know, I wonder how closely have you looked at the Fukushima thing? Because that's one thing that I do believe is a major problem. They've dumped a lot of radioactive water into the ocean, Dr. Ball. And there have been sailors in the Pacific that have said that there's a lot of, you know,
you can go and find these sailors, and you can find people. I spoke to a group 2 weeks ago who've been harassed by the Greens and the environmentalists. And one guy said, look, I put up a sign saying that I was going to use this spray. The spray's been tested and accepted by government. And within 2 hours, a woman's phoning the government, and they're coming to me and said, but I put the sign up. I haven't sprayed the stuff yet. Yet I'm already getting reports of people being affected by it.
So
this is the kind of hysteria that you create with these sorts of things. And it doesn't help.
A lot of it is just overblown, and a lot of it is environmental propaganda then.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Everything's exploited.
Interesting.
Well, my thing is that, you know, we are destroying the aquatic life. And we're doing it with the Navy doing these bombing exercises out off the coast.
Let me respond to that for a minute, Art, because I flew anti-submarine in the North Atlantic and was involved in the Cuban crisis, and I know what's been going on in the oceans around the world. And I have been saying since that time, because we used to detect submarines by sound. And when you talk about what governments are doing and the public don't know about, there are microphones on the continental shelf all around North America, and they've been there for 60 years. And one of the concerns I had was that, yes, noise pollution in the oceans affecting animals like whales and dolphins that are dependent upon sonar and noise is an issue. I think a lot of the beachings are due to that. But nobody wants to look at that, and of course the government will say, oh, and it's always this cover, oh, it's for national defense, and it's secret, and we can't tell you, and so on. But in terms of, a few years ago, the UN had a very large, it was 100 scientists, look at the oceans, and they said, for the most part, the oceans are in pretty good shape. There are some local areas of concern, for example, off New York, where they were dumping all their garbage into the canyon off New York, that sort of thing. But a lot of that has been stopped. It's the same thing with the Great Lakes. So, again, we need to call her in if we can.
I hate to cut you off, but Renee in North Carolina has been holding for a long time, and I want to squeeze her in real quick. Renee, please be quick.
You said that you know, if this continues, nobody's going to believe or trust experts. I'm there. To me, the most rot, it's in all of our institutions, okay? Medicine, law, psychology, science. These, in the plantation model, which I find very helpful to put people, categorize who, where do people fit? Are they master, overseer, house slave, or field slave? And the experts and the professional and political class are very much the house slaves. Now, we're told they're the good guys, the experts, doctors. These are the people we need to help. You go to them, and you can trust them. They're good. But because they have been cut a path, the most rot has grown, okay? Unencumbered. And thing is, I don't trust any of them anymore.
Well, Rennie, I agree with you, and you know, people are aware of this, and it started in trials where they would get one psychiatrist get up and say the perfect person was sane, and another one say they're absolutely nuts. And you as a non-expert are looking at that and saying, well, what's going on here? What is happening now with every area of science that you, lawyers can always find, people that are absolutely...
I hate to do this, but we're out of time. It just goes by too fast. We'll have to have you back real soon because, there's just a lot to talk about. Folks, get his book, The Deliberate Corruption of Climate Science. It's drtimball.com. Thank you all for being with us. God bless you. Bye-bye.
With